Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report right now. Let's talk basketball. Let's talk basketball. College basketball.
What's up, G-Money?
Hey, what's up, DJ? How you doing, man? How's the
weather? Doing
all
right. What's that?
What's the weather like in Oakland?
Oh, it's pretty cool today. It was raining all day yesterday, but today has been pretty nice. Actually, it rained this morning, but it's nice. Not nice. The sun came out this afternoon, so. It's not raining anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We haven't had any rain in Vegas in a couple of days, but they're expecting it to rain tomorrow, starting tomorrow, so I'm going to be inside out of the rain for sure tomorrow. And then we'll see what happens on Thursday and Friday, see if I'm going to be out and about in the rain. So, let's talk basketball, college basketball. Okay, let's talk about some of the basketball tournaments that are playing. How about, well, where do you want to start? You want to start with the Mountain West tournament? That's where UNLV is. And I'm thinking that UNLV is going to be the champion right now.
We can start with the Mountain West tournament, yes. And the Mountain West, so you want to know the top five teams currently in the Mountain West tournament. Number one is Utah State. And second place, it's Nevada. And third place, and I'm assuming that's Nevada Reno.
Okay.
And third place is Boise State. In fourth place is UNLV, and in fifth place, San Diego State.
All right. Well, looks like UNLV is ahead of San Diego State, and that's a good place for them to be, as UNLV and San Diego State had the battle last year for a position in the Final Four. So we'll see if they can get their talents together and they can beat San Diego State early, and that'll give them the confidence to go into the Final Four tournament, the NCAA tournament. All right. So that's where
so
we are.
So just so that you know, UNLV is playing San Diego State today. Or, I'm sorry, this Thursday at 2:30. So, you know, and then we're talking about the Mountain West bracket. So the winner of that game moves on to play Utah State. And the winner of that game will move on to play whoever wins the Boise State versus, you know, either Colorado State or San Jose State. So just so that you know, San Diego State and UNLV are going to be duking it out on Thursday to see who moves on.
Okay. So they'll have a meeting before they get to the NCAA tournament. All right. So we'll see what they do in the Mountain West tournament battle that they'll have. And then from there, we'll see where they stand when they make it to the NCAA tournament. All right. So, sounds good. What about the next tournament? How about the Big 12?
The Big 12. Let me find Big 12 here. Big Sky, Big South, Big East, Big 12. All right. Number one in the Big 12 is Houston. In second place, it's Iowa State. In third place, it is Baylor. In fourth place, it's Texas Tech. And in fifth place, it is BYU.
Oh, okay. Well, all of those teams I recognize, so I can expect to see them in the NCAA tournament for sure. All right. And the next tournament.
Well, okay. The next tournament.
What's the next one you can pull up? The Big Ten?
I can pull them all up. Just which one do you want to see?
Just go in the order that they're coming up. Make it easy on yourself.
They're in alphabetical. So
So the AAC.
If you won't pick one, I can start with the AAC.
Yeah.
And so in the AAC, which is the American Athletic Conference, in first place is South Florida. Number two, we'll talk about their ranks. Number two is Florida Atlantic. Number three is Charlotte. Number fourth is UAB. And in fifth is Memphis.
Number four was who? You said UNLV? What did you say?
UAB. Let's see what university
UAB.
That is. UAB. Is that's the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Oh, okay. Alabama's getting in the mix this year. That's good. Okay. All right. So moving on, what's the next tournament?
The next tournament is the AAC. which is the AAC is, I'm sorry, the ACC. Which is the Atlantic Coast Conference. In first place is North Carolina. In second place is Duke. Currently in third place it is Virginia. And fourth place, Pittsburgh. And in fifth place, Clemson. And just so that you know, also in this conference, are schools like Syracuse, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Florida State, North Carolina State, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Miami, Florida, and Louisville.
All right. Well, all of those teams sound familiar. So it looks like all of those teams are probably get picked for the NCAA tournament. All right, unless they just have a bad year and they have some teams that don't win many games. So that'll be what would be their downfall. Okay, so what about the next tournament?
The next tournament is the America East Tournament. In first place so far in that conference, it's Vermont. In second place, UMass Lowell, University of Massachusetts, Lowell. In third place, it's Bryant. Fourth place, New Hampshire. Fifth place, Binghamton.
Bryant is a new one. And Binghamton? I haven't heard of Binghamton before. Where is Binghamton?
Binghamton, we talked about Binghamton yesterday. Or not yesterday, last Friday.
Okay.
And Binghamton is in Massachusetts.
It's in Massachusetts. Okay. And what position are they in the tournament right now?
Well, they're in fifth place in the conference. Let me see if I can pull up their tournament to see how they're doing. America East Conference Tournament bracket. And it shows, let's see. Did they win? No, they lost. In the bracket, they were in the quarterfinals. They lost to UNH, which is University of New Hampshire. They lost to University of New Hampshire in the quarterfinals, and so they're out. And University of New Hampshire moved up to the semifinals. They're going to play Vermont, who's currently ranked number one in that conference. And UNH is currently ranked number four. So, number one is going to play number four. And also, number three, ranked Bryant, is going to be playing number two, ranked UMass Lowell. So the top four teams are going to be playing against each other in the semifinals of this conference.
So the top four teams are moving up in the conference. Okay.
In the tournament,
good.
Right.
Yeah, in the tournament. All right. So what about the next conference?
The next conference is the Atlantic Sun Conference. And that has, in first place, it's Eastern Kentucky. I'm just looking at their conference ranking. Eastern Kentucky is in first place. Stetson is number two. Lipscomb is number three. Austin Peay. Lipscomb is number three. Austin Peay is number four. And North Florida is number 5. So if I actually go to their tournament, bracket now to see how they're doing. They are, let's see, I don't see a bracket here. Maybe this is a better bracket. Nope, that's not it. How about this? Ah, ASUN, Stetson, is that in this? Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, so we are down to, so I said Eastern Kentucky was in number 1, but they are not in the bracket. In the bracket is Jacksonville, who's actually ranked 10th is, actually Jacksonville, ranked 7th, is going to be playing North Florida. Wrong information. That's an old bracket. Let me see if I can find a current bracket. The official bracket. Here we go. Okay. So, oh, wow. So, number 2, Stetson, has actually already won that bracket.
They've won that conference. So, they're going to the final. They're going to March Madness.
Oh, Stetson?
Stetson, yep.
Won?
Number 2 ranked Stetson. So, yeah, so they beat, let's see, what's today? Today's Tuesday. On Sunday, Stetson beat Austin Peay. In order to get there, Stetson had to beat Jacksonville, and Austin Peay had to beat North Alabama. And Jacksonville, yeah, their tournament was from March 4th through March 10th. And so their tournament's over, and Stetson is going to the NCAA championship finals.
Okay.
Championship bracket.
They won their tournament. Stetson won the tournament.
Yep.
Okay.
They won.
So we can look forward to them playing in the final in the NCAA tournament, the big tournament. Okay. So what's the next conference or the next tournament?
The next one is the Atlantic 10. And let's see if I can find a bracket for them. Oh, I did find a bracket. What is the date on this bracket? Looks like it looks like they are sort of halfway through their bracket. It's the Atlantic 10. So I can tell you the top 5 teams according to the conference, according to their conference ranking. It's Loyola Chicago, number 1, Richmond, number 2, Dayton, number 3, Massachusetts, number 4, and VCU. And number 5, as I look at the bracket.
VCU?
VCU? V as in Victor, C as in Cameron, U as in University. I don't know what it stands for. Look it up. VCU is Virginia Commonwealth University.
University, right. Now, I've heard of them. So what position are they in? What's their ranking in their conference or in their tournament?
In the conference, they're ranked number 5. Okay, and so as I look at the bracket, Loyola Chicago is ranked number 1, and in the bracket they're number 2, and they're going to play the winner. So their bracket is just starting, actually today. So there's 3 games today. Fordham plays Davidson. LaSalle plays George Washington, and Rhode Island plays St. Louis. And so Davidson, St. Louis, and George Washington, and they're like at the bottom of the and Fordham, they're like at the bottom of the and Rhode Island even and LaSalle actually they're at the bottom half of the at the conference. They're like the sorriest teams. So they're all going to play each other starting today. And the winners of those games are going to move up and play the teams that are sort of mid-ranked, like Duquesne and George Mason and St. Joseph's and St. Bonaventure. And they're going to play tomorrow. And then the winners of those games are going to play the top 5 ranked teams, Loyola Chicago, Richmond, Dayton, Massachusetts, and VCU. So that's how that works.
Oh,
does that
okay.
Make sense?
Yep, that makes plenty of sense. All right. So, to the next conference.
All right. The next conference is the Big 12. On top is Houston. Second place, it's Iowa State. In third place, it's Baylor. In fourth place, Texas Tech. In fifth place, BYU, Brigham Young University. So let me give you some information
Texas Tech was fourth place?
Texas Tech. In fourth, right.
They made it. Because Texas usually makes the tournament, so I expect to see them in the top 68. They should be somewhere around there. Texas Tech. All right. We'll look forward to seeing them in the tournament. And who else is in that league, in that tournament, in that conference?
Other than the top 5, it's Kansas, it's TCU, which I believe is Texas Christian, Texas, which is, I'm imagining, University of Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas State, Cincinnati, UCF, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. And just so that you know, this tournament started today. Two games have been played already. UCF, I think that's University of Central Florida maybe. They beat Oklahoma State, and so the UCF moves up to play BYU tomorrow. Texas Christian, which is ranked number 8, is going to be playing. Okay. So tomorrow, 12th ranked UCF is playing 5th ranked BYU. 8th ranked Texas Christian is going to be playing 9th ranked Oklahoma. 7th ranked Texas is going to be playing 10th ranked Kansas State. And 11th ranked Cincinnati will be playing sixth-ranked Kansas.
Okay. Well, I expect Kansas to make it to the final, to the NCAA tournament. So they'll win their tournament, or they'll place in their tournament. and then they'll move on to play in the NCAA.
Well, they have to win, I think. I mean, they don't have to win, but they either have to win the tournament or they have to be selected. Remember we were talking about selection the last time?
Right.
So that's the only two ways they'll get into the March Madness bracket. Either they have to win this tournament or they have to be selected.
Okay. And we're talking about Kansas now, right? Kansas is a good basketball college. So I'm thinking that they're going to the tournament. So we'll look and see.
Okay.
Kansas makes it to the tournament.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they have to beat Cincinnati, and then after that, they're gonna have to beat Baylor, who's ranked number three in their conference right now. And then after that, they have to beat whoever is gonna be the winner of the Iowa State game versus Texas or Kansas State. So, you know, they got some teams. They have to win 1, 2, 3, 4 games to get to the to March Madness.
Okay, so we'll see.
So we'll see.
Yes, yes. That's what team are we talking about? Kansas.
Kansas, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see if Kansas makes it to the tournament. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's the next conference, the next tournament?
The next conference tournament is the Big East. In first place currently is UConn. Second place, and well, I'm looking at the conference ranking. In second, ranked number two is Creighton. Ranked number three is Marquette. Ranked fourth is Seton Hall, and ranked fifth is St. John's, New York. Also in this conference is Providence, Villanova, Butler, Xavier, Georgetown, and DePaul. So their bracket, their tournament starts tomorrow, and it's from tomorrow until the 16th, which is, Saturday maybe? Saturday,
so,
yeah.
What ranking is Georgetown? Since they're in that conference, they get a ranking.
Georgetown ranked 10th.
They're ranked 10th. Okay.
Yep.
We'll look and see if Georgetown makes it to the tournament. Who else was in that tournament? I recognized another couple of names.
You probably recognize quite a few. I said UConn, Creighton, Marquette, Seton Hall.
Yeah, UConn,
Providence, Villanova.
Defending world champion. They're the defending NCAA champion. Okay, and then
is UConn, right?
Villanova. Yeah, and you said Villanova. Did you say Villanova?
I did say Villanova. Yeah.
Yeah, they battled for the second place team last year. They lost to UConn. So Villanova was one of the teams that were battling for the championship. And what other teams do I recognize? You said other teams.
I said DePaul, Butler, Xavier, Providence.
Xavier made it down the line. They made it at least to the Elite Eight last year. Xavier, yes, from Louisiana, was Xavier College. All right. I remember Xavier because that's where Big Head Paul went. College. He went to Xavier University and he got his degree in pharmacy, pharmaceutical, he's a pharmacist. Okay. What other names did I recognize from that conference?
That's probably it.
Do you have another name that I might recognize from that conference?
I'll read them all again. UConn, Creighton, Marquette, Seton Hall, St. John, New York, Providence, Villanova, Butler, Xavier, Georgetown, and DePaul.
Yeah, okay. Providence.
Providence
is another school that makes it to the top of the tournament. Providence will be in the top 20 schools in the conference. So Providence, we look forward to seeing them playing in the tournament. What are they ranked in their division right now in their tournament?
In their conference, they're currently ranked number 7.
Number 7. Okay.
Ranked 7. Right.
They'll be winning a lot of games to move up in the conference. Now, I don't know if they'll win the conference, but they got good basketball school. They got a good reputation. So they'll play to win. Okay, and let's go on to the next conference or the next tournament.
Well, the next conference tournament is the Big Sky.
That sounds like East
tournament.
Coast schools.
Big Sky is like Northwest mostly. It's Eastern Washington, Montana, Northern Colorado, Weber State, Montana State, Portland State, Idaho State, Northern Arizona, Idaho, and Sacramento State.
Oh, Sacramento State is in that conference? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What's the standing for Sacramento State?
Sacramento State is 10th.
They're
10th? 10.
Oh, okay. They're in 10th place in their conference. All right. Well, that's good.
Out of 10 teams.
So, yeah, out of 10.
They're last.
10 out of 10.
They're last.
Yeah.
They're last.
So maybe they can move up. They have potential. All right. We'll see if Sacramento makes it to the tournament. We'll have to see.
Well, their tournament started on March 9th, last Saturday. And Sacramento State, they won in that first round. They beat Idaho, which was ranked number 7. So they moved up to play Eastern Washington, who's ranked number 1. And it looks like they beat Eastern Washington. So they beat the number 1 ranked team.
All right. Sacramento's looking good, baby. Yeah. That's where I went to college.
Yeah.
Sacramento State. Yeah. Okay. So they're shining now. That's good. So if they win a couple of more games, they can assure themselves that they'll be in the big tournament, the NCAA tournament. All right. That's good. And look for Sacramento State to get picked to be in the big tournament. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Let's go to the next conference tournament division or whatever we want to call it.
Big South. In rank number one is High Point. Number two, University of North Carolina at Asheville. Number three, Gardner-Webb. Number four, Winthrop. And number five, Longwood. Also in that conference is number six, Presbyterian. Number seven, Charleston South. And number eight, Radford. Number nine, University of South Carolina Upstate.
Okay. I don't recognize any of the names in that conference. They must not stand out in the regular conference. So I don't recognize any of those
tournament,
names.
That tournament is actually over, and Longwood won that tournament. So Longwood is moving on to the bracket, to the March Madness.
Yeah, NCAA tournament. Yeah, we said we were going to watch out for Longwood because we didn't know anything about Longwood. So Longwood has made it to March Madness. So that's good. Okay, we'll see what they rank when they get picked in the tournament. And we'll follow them from then on. Longwood. And what state was Longwood from? I know we looked it up the other day, but I don't remember. Longwood. Sounds like it's like Arkansas or Kansas.
Longwood University is in, Farmville, Virginia.
Virginia, East Coast. Farmville, Virginia. Okay, Longwood. Okay, good job, Longwood, for winning your tournament and moving on to the big tournament. All right. We can keep an eye on Longwood, too. See what they do in the big tournament. See if they get a good ranking in the big tournament. See if they play somebody that's tough or somebody they can beat and they can move on. All right. So, what's the next league? Next tournament, next conference.
The Big Ten is the next. That includes Purdue, ranked number one. Number two, ranked Illinois. Number three, ranked Nebraska. Number four, ranked Northwestern. Number five, ranked Wisconsin. And then also is Iowa, number six, Michigan State, Indiana, Ohio State, Minnesota, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. This tournament starts tomorrow with Rutgers, number 13th ranked Rutgers playing number 12th ranked Maryland, and number 14th ranked Michigan State is playing number 12th ranked Michigan is playing number 11 ranked Michigan State. This tournament has just begun. You know, we'll see how these lower ranked teams do and which one of them get to play the top four ranked Purdue, Northwestern, Illinois, and Nebraska. Because that's kind of how it works.
Okay.
But this tournament starts tomorrow and is going to be played throughout the weekend. So by next Monday, we'll know which of these teams is going to be in March Madness.
All right. And Nebraska is a team we need to keep our eye on because it keeps popping up. And I don't know what that means, but every time you're mentioning the school, Nebraska always seems to pop out at me. And I'm trying to think. I know they got a football program because Nebraska is good football. Cornhuskers play football really well. But I don't remember anything about their basketball program. We'll have to see how they do in the tournament. Nebraska. See if they can beat somebody and move in to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, ma.
All right. Okay. Well, let's move on.
Next is the Big West, and the Big West is UC Irvine, ranked number one, UC San Diego, number two, UC Davis, number three, Hawaii, number four, Long Beach State, number five, UC Riverside, number six, Cal State University Northridge, number seven, UC Santa Barbara, eight, Cal State Bakersfield, nine, Cal State Fullerton, 10, and Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, number 11.
Okay, but that's the Big West tournament?
That is the Big West, yes.
Yeah. Okay, they got all those California teams, and most of them I've never heard of them playing basketball. In fact, a lot of them I haven't even heard about playing football. But let's see, which ones do I recognize? I recognize, what names do I recognize? UC Irvine and San Diego. Is it UC San Diego or is it San Diego State?
UC San Diego. San Diego State,
UC,
and then there is they're playing somebody else.
They're in another tournament.
About them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So UC San Diego. And let me think, what else? Do we have Long Beach State? No. We're looking for UC campuses, huh? UC campus.
Long Beach State.
Okay.
Long
Beach State?
There's four Cal State schools. It's Cal Poly, Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Bakersfield, and Cal State Northridge. Actually, five, and Cal State Long Beach. So five Cal State schools, and then one, two, three, four, five UC schools: UC Irvine, UC San Diego, UC Davis, and UC Riverside, and UC Santa Barbara.
Okay, UC Riverside and UC, what was the last one?
Santa Barbara.
UC Santa Barbara. I wonder if I heard about UC Santa Barbara.
Well, I can tell you, not all of those teams are going to make the tournament bracket. Tomorrow, there's two games, and it's the UC Riverside is going to play Cal State Bakersfield, and the winner of that game plays Long Beach State, and the winner of that game plays UC Irvine. The other game that's being played tomorrow is UC Santa Barbara. They're playing Cal State Northridge. The winner of that game goes on to play Hawaii, and the winner of that game goes on to play UC Davis. So, and the winner of that game goes on to play the winner of the UC Irvine game. So, San Diego State is actually not even in here. I don't even see them in here. I don't know why, but they must have gotten eliminated somehow.
Okay. And you said Riverside. You said Riverside. Riverside probably will get eliminated real fast. Because I don't know anything about Riverside. You see Riverside?
I mean, they're ranked number 6 in the conference.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll show up and show out. We'll see. Riverside, huh? Okay. Well, that'll be a team we have to watch and see what happens. We'll see Riverside. I just never thought of Riverside being any sports college at all. But if they're ranked 6, that means they must have won a few games. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the next conference and see.
Maybe we should take a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Then
let's take a commercial break from Gregory Sports Report. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
All right. All you inductees, fall out here and form some kind of line. I want all of you young ladies to stick your chest out and get your hips to move. Won't you to join his army? Come on, y'all.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. But I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
To the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince just to name a few. I got Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
With Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa, and her mother was like, "Oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance." So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes, and she said, "No, baby, I want to see you dance for real." And I stopped, my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G's Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody around the world can listen to what I'm talking to. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think we're going to take a break from the G Money Sports Report, and we're going to start with the story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we share the story that I wrote for the listening audience. I'm sure it'll be educational, it'll be entertaining, and it'll be inspirational. So sit back, get something to snack on, and get something to drink as we tell the story that I wrote for the listening audience.
I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and I was about maybe 8 or 10 miles from the city of Compton. And I heard all of the bad stuff that was going in Compton. It was going down. They were having parties, and people were jumping on people in the parties, and the gangs were going crazy. They were shooting up parties and shooting up houses, and the drug dealing was going crazy, and people were getting arrested and being strung out on drugs. It was just a bad place to be, and I didn't want nothing to do with it. So I had friends that were going to parties in Compton, and they were getting jumped on when they talked to the girls, and they were meeting, getting beat up by the boyfriends that were coming to the parties. And people were driving their lowriders through Compton, and if they didn't get recognized, they got jumped on for having their cars in the city. It was just a real bad time. But what we did was I just stayed out of Compton. So I grew up hearing about all these stories and knowing that it was just a bad place to be during that time. So I grew up and I graduated from my private high school, and then I went to my junior college and I graduated from there, and then I transferred to Northern California to be a student at UC Davis, University of California, Davis in Northern California. And I went to college, and I played baseball, of course, and I graduated, and I pledged a fraternity, and I enjoyed myself, and I did all of that. And then I came home from college, and I got a couple of jobs, and I worked a couple of places. And then I heard on the radio that they needed teachers in Compton School District. Now, I know that I'm a grown man now. I'm like 27 years old. And I know that I can go into the city, and I'm not going to have any problems with any of the gang members because I'm a grown man, and the kids don't really mess with grown people. They just mess with the kids. So I went down and I applied to be a substitute teacher in the school district. And I filled out my application and got all of my training and stuff taken care of. And they assigned me my first class at Willowbrook Middle School, which was straight down Wilmington, which is where I lived. I lived on Wilmington Boulevard, and I went straight down Wilmington to El Segundo Avenue. And that's where Willowbrook Middle School is located, on the corner of El Segundo and Wilmington. I showed up my first day, and I went in, and I talked to the principal, and I talked to the secretary, and they gave me all of my paperwork. They gave me my roll sheets, and they gave me my grade books, and they gave me my teacher's editions for the subjects that I would be teaching. I was going to be teaching sixth grade. I was going to be the substitute teacher for the sixth grade, and sixth grade is self-contained, so you're teaching six subjects in the sixth grade. So I said, oh, this is going to be great. Now, the first day of the school year, I wanted to have a good impression on my students, so I wore a double-breasted pinstripe navy blue suit with red and white pinstripes and a white shirt and a red power tie, because I was a businessman and I wanted to let the kids know that if they do good in school, and they graduate, they can get a job being a businessman in today's world. That's what they want to aspect to becoming, a businessman. So I was leading by example, and I came in, and I showed up looking all dressy and proper, and I got my keys to my classroom, which was a bungalow on the south side of the school. And I walked out to my classroom, and I saw some kids running around on the yard. They were playing, and I was watching them, and I'm happy to be employed. So I'm happy to be on the schoolyard, and I'm thinking I'm going to make a big difference in school with these kids. And I'm going to my classroom, and I get ready to go to the door, and all of a sudden I get surrounded by about 8 boys, and they are questioning me, talking about what's up with my dead tie. And I said, dead tie? What do you mean dead tie? And they said, that red tie, cuz we don't like that red tie. And I said, oh, you guys don't like my red tie. And they're like, no, this is a Crip school. We wear blue and black around here. We don't like red. And I was like, well, you know, guys, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm a businessman. And I'm coming to be your teacher today to show you how a businessman dresses. And that's why I'm wearing my navy blue suit, my white shirt, and my red tie. This is called a power tie. And I'm showing you an example of how you dress when you're a businessman. And the kids looked at me and said, we don't like that dead tie. You need to get that dead color out of here. And I said, oh, you guys are so full of it. And I said, I'll talk to you later. And I turned my back to stick my key in the door, and they jumped me. 6 of them just hit me. Boom, 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 boom. And I was like, what the hell? I turned around and they took off running, and I said, oh, I'm going to catch you guys, and I hope you're not in my class because I'm going to remember every one of you. And that was the start of my teaching career in Compton. They initiated me because I had a red tie on. So I walked into my classroom, and I met my students, and for that day I took roll, and I worked with my kids for the day. And it was an exciting day for me. I had a good time, and I realized that a lot of the kids didn't have parents at home. You know, either their father was missing out of the home or their mother was missing out of the home. They were being raised by their grandparents. So they didn't have a proper example of an adult male in their lives. So I said, well, I'm going to be like their daddy. Well, I realized that most of the kids had female teachers, and they weren't used to having a male teacher. But I wanted to be the first man teacher that these kids had. Now that they're in middle school or junior high school, they are growing up, and the sixth graders are between 11 and 13 years old. So the girls will be starting their periods, and the boys will be going through their puberty, and they will be changing and becoming young men. So I wanted to be the adult, the first male adult that they had in their life. And I worked with the kids on learning how to have respect for their adults. And that was the first lesson that I had to give them, was to learn how to be respectful for their adults. And since I was a man teacher, I had to let them know that I was in charge, and it was my classroom, and they had to learn how to respect me and do as I said do. And as a teacher, I only wanted to ask them one time. I didn't want to ask them two or three or four times, because that wasn't my job. My job was to ask them to do something one time and expect them to do it. That was the situation that was at hand. And I was determined that my classroom was going to run that way. And so I did the best I could trying to implement my philosophy that I was the boss and they were supposed to do what I asked them to do.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Slashed and torn.
Why? ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. All my girls got big old blood. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside, took my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65, and I rolled on.
My Mustang was shot. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 3 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Clayton Mack. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G-Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5-4-6. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. The man, big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park, on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living, yeah, I just want to celebrate.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah, another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. Cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
I'm G Money. The pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bill. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? So I want to get out of here, and I'll see you again on the radio on Thursday. Since we have a break tomorrow, I'll be busy doing some other stuff. But I'll be back on the air with you on Thursday. So, without further ado, I want to recognize all of the people that are celebrating their birthdays today, all of the fans and the fan club members and the friends of mine and followers of the radio show. I want to recognize all of the ones that are celebrating their birthdays today. So, without further ado, DJ, play the birthday song, and then let's recognize the friends, the fans, and the followers of the radio show that are celebrating their
Put
birthday.
Put another candle
today
on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Happy birthday to Melinda D. Reed. Happy birthday to Brishan Cockrell. Happy birthday to Janessa Williams. Happy birthday, Danny Eve. Happy birthday to Jules Bills. Happy birthday to Abdul Malik. Happy birthday, Lance G. Mills. Happy birthday, Robert Gregg. Happy birthday, Adora Brown. Happy birthday, Eldridge Hugh. And last but not least, happy birthday to Roxana Jimenez. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, March 12th, 2024.
All right. Well, happy birthday to all of my fans and my friends and the followers of the radio show, especially Roxana Jimenez, a classmate of mine from grade school. Hello, Roxanne. How you doing, girl? Happy birthday to you today. All right. Well, I know God is blessing everybody, and he's giving everybody all of his holy glory, and everybody is deserving of life after death. So I want you to be praying and giving God all the glory today as you live your days every day. And since today is your birthday, it's your special day. And I want to sing you a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you have God's glory in your life all the rest of your days. And may you be blessed by everlasting love as you give God all the glory In his name, we wish him amen. All right. Well, I know God is looking after everybody, especially celebrating on your birthday. So I know you'll have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And you'll have a glorious time with your family and friends as you celebrate your special day. Today is your special day. All right. And without further ado, I'll see you again on Thursday. But before we go, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.